In Miami, the artistic and professional elite from the Spanish and Portuguese language music industry are gathered for tonight's fourth annual Latin Grammys. The ceremony will be telecast on CBS.
Here to help us wade through this year's Latin Grammys is Leila Cobo, who is Latin Music Bureau Chief for Billboard Magazine and based in Miami. Leila Cobo, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Now, there is an overwhelming array of categories in the Latin Grammys. I wonder if you can tell us if there are some trends that you can spot amidst all the different styles and genres.
Well, there's 41 categories, and every year it seems to grow a little bit more. But one thing I did notice very much this year is that in almost every category, there's a preponderance of singer-songwriters. And it's not as if they weren't before. You know, Latin music has a big tradition of singer-songwriters, but this year it's really more in evidence in every single category, down to the pop categories, which is really nice and interesting.
The Latin Grammys are international, and I wonder how far the artists range and where they come from.
Oh, gosh, they come from everywhere. If you look like at the main categories, for example, the Album of the Year, you have a group which really exemplifies this, which is Bacilos.
Yo solo quiero pegar en la radio. Yo solo quiero pegar en la radio.
And they're a band that are based in Miami. Their members are from different countries, from Colombia, Brazil, and Puerto Rico.
Estoy ya cansado de estar endeudado, de verte sufriendo por cada centavo. Dejémoslo todo y vámonos para Miami.
This song is called Mi Primer Millón, which means My First Million, and it's up for Song of the Year, and it's also up for Tropical Song of the Year. They wrote it when they were still no one. And the song talks about how they're going to move to Miami, they're going to make it big, they know a friend of a friend of a friend of Emilio Estefan, and they're going to record the song and get on the radio and make their first $1 million.
A Latin song, but a great American theme.
El problema es que me gusta. El problema no es el daño.
This is a song by a singer-songwriter, Arjona.
El problema son las huellas.
Ricardo Arjona, who's from Guatemala.
El problema no es lo que haces. El problema es que lo olvido. El problema no es que digas. El problema es lo que callas.
Very, very established senior singer-songwriter, and he writes very socially conscious stuff. But this particular song, which is a beautiful song, it's a love song, and he's saying the problem is not that you lie, the problem is that I believe you. And so it's a series of little phrases where he dissects the problem with the woman he loves. And the problem is him, of course. Let's see what else. Well, why don't we hear a little bit of Natalia Lafourcade, and she's a very young up-and-coming singer-songwriter from Mexico. She's only 19, and she's nominated for 4 Latin Grammys, including Best New Artist, and, you know, she's cool stuff.
Busca, busca un problema allá. Busca, busca, tú lo puedes encontrar. Corre, corre a la cama de mamá. Dile que esta noche no vas a llegar a la casa.
What's she singing about here? Look, 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 and
yeah, look,
run,
look,
run,
look,
run.
And you know, she has a lot of Brazilian influences in her music. And I was looking at this category, and there's a lot of cross-pollination in a lot of this music. Natalia, Mexican, 19, sings stuff that has Brazilian influences. And then in the Best New Artist category, you also have Tiziano Ferro. And Tiziano Ferro is an Italian guy who recorded his first album last year, and it was Italian pop mixed with R&B. Hugely successful over there, and then he recorded it in Spanish. And that's what's nominated here, and it's a very interesting little mix as well.
Quiero solo más silencio. En esto que yo hago, se puede en un momento. Duermes, pero siempre. Me digo más despierto. Remordimiento sientes. Ando contra el viento. O resisto, qué sé yo, y juego.
Given that language is so much a defining feature of the music, at the Latin Grammys, and that, as you say, there's a trend toward the singer-songwriter. How capable are these artists of reaching out to an English-speaking audience in the States and being popular with people who don't speak Spanish?
Well, some are very capable and some are not, and some are not interested. And I would cite as the very capable in the singer-songwriter trend is Shakira. You know, she writes her own songs. She does a lot of co-writes, but she has a hand in all of them. And she was able to learn her English well enough where she could do that. And, of course, her album was hugely successful. Then you have other artists like Maná, for example, which is the big Mexican rock band. And they've never attempted to really sing in English. They say they're really not interested for the time being. And I would guess that part of it is because they don't feel as comfortable writing in a language that's not theirs, especially when what they sing is so personal.
But there is some history, though, of groups. I'm thinking of even the Gypsy Kings, who are terrifically popular with people who may not understand any of the lyrics of what they're singing, frankly.
That's true, but I think the Gypsy Kings kind of transcend language. You know, what they sing is not even really Spanish. It's kind of like this mix of Spanish and French and Gypsy language, and so it becomes almost like world music. And yes, there are examples of Macarena as well, but that is really, really unusual. If you look at the people who've like seriously crossed over, especially in recent years, they've done it by singing in English. Ricky Martin and Marc Anthony, Gloria Estefan, of course, goes back and forth. And then you have people like Jennifer Lopez, who never sang in Spanish in the first place. You know, she's an English language artist.
Well, Leila Cobo, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Leila Cobo spoke to us from Miami, where she is the Latin Music Bureau Chief for Billboard magazine.
Donde quepa tu corazón.
The group is Bacilos. Their song is called, in English, My First Million. The Latin Grammys are tonight.